something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Buonasera, it's Pride season with Bristol's Pride main events this weekend. Today we're catching up with some of the events that have already happened.
Ivan and Mitch will be reporting on Waggly Tales from the Dog Show. Plus we hear from Jacob Engelberg as part of the Queer Film Festival. I'm Andy Shilton.
Are you? And I'm Steph Barnett. And this is Shout Out.
Is it? Hello, Lara.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, wrong one. Hello, Lara.
Oh, hello.
I'm trying to try that again.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's because you're in position four. At least
it
looks like it.
I'm used to on this one.
Yeah. So, hello, Tara.
Hello.
So, who are you?
Sorry.
You went all Italian on me. It's like,
Buonasera. Well, wrong country.
I thought you went to Italy.
I did.
So you went all Italian on me?
I did.
So how did
you like
the wrong
it?
Country?
I thought it was a bit sexy. Do you not think it was sexy?
No, no.
I mean, you really tried to do French.
It didn't.
I think we should just leave the languages alone.
Well, you see, I mean, in case anyone's not told you I'm gay, so you need to wear your T-shirt that tells me that you love me for me to know. You know the way it works.
Hey, come on, if I sat on your lap.
Now. So now we're all ready for Pride.
Yay. Very much so. I just bought my outfit.
Oh, have you? What are you? Are you going to give us a?
I am wearing like a bikini top, which doesn't sound very covered, but it's not. so it's got like two rainbows on it, and then shorts, and like head to toe in glitter. So you can call me a glitter ball.
Now, you're saying outside the studio, you're going to rainbow your hair too?
Oh yeah, completely. Like it's going to be like head. I'm going to be like a rainbow.
Is that weaving?
I don't know. I'm just going to like stick things in my hair that's like multicoloured.
Oh, right. Because I've seen things going around on Facebook where people have been having their hair dyed. So when it just lies flat, it looks like it's their normal colour. And then when you run your hand through it, you can see all the different multicolours through it.
Very
it looks
clever.
Really cool.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if I had hair, I would partake.
Well, you do.
You've well, not really.
Eyebrows. Eyebrows.
Yeah. Chin.
Do your moustache.
Yeah.
You know, there's places.
Yeah. Just
now. Keep above the belly button.
I'm trying.
This
I'm
is
sorry.
Clean radio.
Oh.
I haven't given her a press pass for Saturday yet, shall I?
Oh, definitely. Obviously, you're going to give me a press pass.
Well, it depends. If you're going to come dye my eyebrows, I might not.
I'm definitely going to dye your eyebrows. Definitely.
3 cans at the ready.
So, but yeah, if you aren't aware, we are broadcasting all day live from Pride, which we do every year. And we're very pleased to say that two of our other stations are joining us. So you'll be able to hear us on BCFM 93.2, Base Radio and Pirate Nation Radio are all taking it from the whole lot, which is the first time we've had that many stations, which is
when
great.
When Andy says the whole day, it means
it's
from midday.
Yeah, the whole Pride day, I mean.
We're there a bit earlier, though.
Yes, well, yeah, we're there an awful lot earlier.
Yes.
Luckily I won't. I'll just be doing the parade. I'll be having fun.
Really?
Well, that means you'll be there nearly as early. Because you've got to meet there at before 10, haven't you? Isn't it?
Oh,
is it 10 for the parade?
Yeah,
it's
10
for
10.
11 o'clock.
But that's always like, the timing's always terrible.
Or you could be late and be the last one on the end. And we just go, cooey.
That's all where the music is though. There's not music just throughout. It's just music at the back. So that's where I like to like chill out. So you can like have a little bit of a rave while you parade, get your groove on.
We're definitely going to see you coming, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh my god! Like from a mile off.
Can you do like stilts or something so that you're up high as well? That'd be cool.
Yeah, I plan to be seen from like space. That's my aim.
So it's funny because we were talking to Freddie last week and we've forgotten that the two prides previous, the Google Maps, Google Earth. Camera actually snapped the flag, the giant flag
they lay out.
So it was in Castle Park for a good year. I think it's sadly gone now.
So timely, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the one before that was.
You can backpedal in Google Photos.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, if you drag the bar, there's a little bar on the top left, you can drag back in history.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's worth knowing.
So, good us.
Thanks for that.
That's all right. Sorry.
There's 60,000 listeners just going to Google Maps now. Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that either.
I'm going to play with me slider.
That sounds wrong.
After
yeah.
the show, please.
Anyway, the weather looks like it's going to be a bit cooler than it is now.
Yeah, so it's going to be raining.
No, well, they're forecasting thunder today and tomorrow, but that's mainly over Wales.
I think we're going to... I was listening to Laura Rawlings this afternoon, and her weatherman said that there was no rain forecast because we're on the cusp.
Oh.
Cool. Cusp.
So it's going to be all right. You've always got to believe the BBC.
Actually, before we do the event, we ought to say a big thank you to BBC Radio Bristol, because they've been real stars this week. Yeah. All of us. Here, Lara, tomorrow. Yeah, is it you and Ella?
It's me and Ella.
But all week, Laura Rawlings has been doing a little feature in her show on Shout Out and Pride, which is really cool.
She's on between 4 and 6 every afternoon, weekday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. It should be fun.
And our segment's around 16, 20, 25.
Yeah, so, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you tune in about 20, but well, no, why not listen to the whole show?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good show.
We hate it when people do that to us. We shouldn't say do that to someone else, should we?
Yeah, well, she's been plugging us all week.
And she's going to come down and join us at Pride
as well. She's going to be at Pride.
So hopefully you're here on air then as well, which would be good. So I don't know what time she's coming, actually.
Oh, and of course BBC are taking the Pride from us as well.
Yeah, they're taking updates, aren't they?
Yep.
So. But yes, if you're on your way down, listen, we'll keep you informed on things like traffic and travel as much as we can in the first few hours as well. And you'll also be able to hear the acts from the stage. But the thing that is exclusive to us is we get to talk to the acts as well, so you can hear them chatting to us about life being celebrity.
I've already told Dr. Meeker you're going to be dragged into the studio.
Oh, good. So they were really good fun a few years ago, yes. Actually, Dr. Meeker.
Yeah.
So, and it all ends with Busted.
Yep.
Yes. I'm excited.
So. Anyway, now talking of events, our lovely duo, here we go. So, Tara and Lara.
Oh, you love that. You cannot stop that.
We do it on purpose,
great,
don't we?
Yeah, just get us both in.
There you go.
Who's going first?
It is me.
Cool.
So, there's a free after party Pride event on Saturday called Noisy Birds. It's got DJ Devolicious. It's at the Chelsea Inn.
Is that that new? The new gay pub that's opened. Is that the Chelsea Inn?
So, maybe.
Where is it?
The Chelsea Inn.
Yeah, no, where is the Chelsea Inn?
Oh, Eastern, I think.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So, it's Eastern. And it's from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
I could be totally wrong there, I hasten to add.
And it's quite a good alternative event because it's got indie rock and originals and covers. So it's going to be quite a good event if you don't like club music or anything like that. So just head on down to the indie rock night.
You're talking about you because you never like the music I play. Do you like that kind of music?
I love indie rock, but not when I'm out to party. When I'm out to party, I go hard and I don't go home. So
oh, right.
Okay. She parties.
God,
hard,
I feel old.
She's going to go home on Friday to go to...
If you're looking for an event like that, go down.
Yeah, gin and tonic will do me that.
Do you remember when we used to go out partying till 4 in the morning? We used to drive to London, didn't
we? Yes,
we
did, and then drive back in the fog. Yeah. I remember that very well.
Yeah. Yeah. 4 in the morning, we used to get home for daylight.
Yeah. Cool, so that's I don't think it's one of the official ones, but it is another
It's just a nice after party, like an alternative for people that don't really want to go down to Frogmore Street.
Cool.
So then we've got a Bath Pride on the 15th. So that's so you know, Bristol's going to be this week. There's all those things going on, and then we've got a Bath on the 15th. So it's his first time. It's trying this out, really. So it's in Milsom
Street.
So that's
a week on Saturday.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's good. So we've got a Pride every week for July, because Westminster's the one after, isn't it?
So it's on the 19th. So
that's why we call it Pride season, my love. Yeah.
We're out of season.
I mean,
if the Americans had their way, it'd just be June.
Oh, well, yes. So I know, but Facebook very kindly put our nice little share Pride flag back, didn't they?
Yes, it's come
back. Darren was
very
happy about that, I did notice.
So you can find their website on Facebook at the moment. It's on there. It's free to go. It's on Milsom Street. It's 11 till 7 p.m. And there's also something else in one of the gardens as well going on. There's one of the biggest outdoor fairs as well. So they're trying to combine the two, so you can do both.
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah, so that's...
Oh, that's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, so, you know, mix and match. Yeah? So it's the other side. Yeah. And then we've got a Western Supermare Pride.
Yes, which we'll be covering, but not live. We'll be doing recording.
It'd be lovely to do live, but we're not on a station down in that area at the moment. So.
So that's on the 29th of July at Grove Park at 12 p.m.
Yep. The team will be covering it. We've got about half a dozen of us going down to cover it. We'll be covering the march this year. We'll be down there with Nigel and the team who organised it, and interviewing the folks that are visiting, and also the acts.
I get the impression it's really family friendly as well.
Both of them are.
Last year was superb.
Because I went to Gloucester one and it was lovely. The kids could really enjoy themselves and just run out free. It wasn't so busy.
It was a 50-50 split between people who identify as LGBT+ or QTPOC and families. And it's such a good event for kids as well.
I was talking to Laura when she was interviewing me for the slots that we've done on her show, and she was like, how's it changed? And I said one of the biggest things I've noticed change was there was a time when it was nothing but LGBT people. And it's really kind of 50-50. You look around and there's lots of heterosexual couples there with kids and the like, which is great to see.
Well, that's why I think the word pride has been the word gay and pride has been dropped. It's just Bristol Pride, isn't it?
Yeah, there was a time because it's
celebrating
gay pride.
Diversity.
Not everyone agrees with it too.
They don't.
Well, let's be honest.
Controversial.
But here
in Bristol, it's celebrating diversity. Yeah.
And what is really good is Bristol is still one of the few huge ones that's free. It's a suggested donation of £3, but don't have to pay it.
And if you buy your ticket, you get free first bus access.
Yeah, if you
save your fortune, because otherwise Bristol parking is £10 to £12 a day.
Yeah, you also get discounts on all the food and drinks inside the park as well if you've got a wristband, which is really good. So they're at the moment, aren't they? They've moved from Old Market to the council houses.
They have.
So if you are after a band, they are there. They were there till 7. We're a little bit late, sorry, but we didn't go here till 7. But they'll be there tomorrow
tomorrow,
as well if you want to go get yours so that you can use the bus going down.
And whereabouts
What's the name? We don't call it the council house.
Town Hall?
Town Hall.
All right, okay. Next big green.
College Green.
Sounds good.
So we've got lots of
the one thing we are missing out is the...
They only do a night and day, by the way, Tara. They don't do a night and day, night and day, and night and day.
Tara.
Lara would be, Tara would be out for that too, wouldn't you?
I don't know, I'm slightly older now, starting to chill out.
We got no rainbow bus this year again.
Oh, haven't we?
London have got
I bet you
them.
We've got a rainbow police car.
Yeah,
that's already ready. Out. Yeah, the rainbow police car's ready.
It popped up on my Facebook the other day when we went into town to meet Darren to pose for the first buses, and it tipped it down with rain on the day they did the photo shoot. But it was the first ever get free travel on Pride.
But I think that LGBT section of police is quite strong anyway.
Yes, strong. Yeah,
there is.
Cool. Okay. That's it. We all done?
Yep.
We are. That's good, all the events.
We're running really over, never mind. You're listening to Shout Out. Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, that's very nice of you to pick that one.
I know. George McRae. It's been so long, Andy. It's been so long, Andrew.
No, don't call me Andrew. I don't know.
You've been a naughty boy?
No.
Oh, okay. You've been good, have you?
No. I've
been away.
Short for Stephanie.
Yes.
It is.
Two Fs.
I've always called you just Steph or Steffi.
Call me what you like, lad.
Well, we do. We just not to your face.
Ouch.
I'm joking. Now, do you like dogs?
I love them. I've got two, so I love them,
If you don't often look at our Twitter, go have a look at our Twitter, because there's
and
one of the
Facebook.
Is it on Facebook?
I put it on Facebook as well.
There's one of the funniest photos so far of this year's Pride on there, where Ivan, which you'll hear doing the interview in a minute, fell over. Well, I think the dog tried to sit on him or something.
Well, it was a wolfhound. It was huge. Yes,
dog,
it was the size of a small horse.
It's the look on Mitch's face in the background that makes it such a funny photo. But that leads us into our next article, because it was the dog show for Pride on Saturday, and Ivan and Mitch went along.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Well, Mitch, we're down at the Bristol Pride Dog Show. I always get it wrong. What is it?
It's the Bristol Pride. Yeah, it is the Bristol Pride Dog Show.
Bristol Pride
2017,
Dog Show.
2017, Ivan.
It's the fourth one.
I know. So, and do you remember the first one we went to?
Do you know what? I've been rained on.
Rained on.
I've had my equipment eaten.
Yeah.
I've been licked.
Licked. I've been scratched. I've been jumped on. The only thing...
And that's just the owners.
That exactly. We don't want to put our voice recorders down, do we?
No. It's brilliant. It's brilliant, isn't it? So let's go off and have a chat to a few people and see who is one what.
Yeah, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know who to start with. What's your name?
Ellis.
Hello, Ellis. And what's your dog's name?
Iggy.
Iggy. Iggy is a beautiful dog. What kind of dog is Iggy?
He's a Whippet.
He's a Whippet, and he's got a beautiful smoky grey coat, hasn't he? And what categories have you entered him into the Pride Dog Show?
Prettiest eyes and fanciest coat.
And which one are you hoping that he'll win?
Fanciest coat.
Well, I hope so too. I hope he gets a prize for his beautiful, sleek coat. Yeah. Oh, Ellis! He won! How fantastic is that?
Yeah, brilliant.
And is this prettiest eyes?
His
best coat.
And then absolutely. Eyes next.
Well done.
Betty, despite your name, you come second if you come on down.
So I found the prize winners for best pups, first and second. Let's talk to the gentleman. Second place, first of all. Hello.
Hello.
And what's your name?
My name's Mark, and this is Betty Swallocks.
Betty Swallocks. Yeah. And she did very well, didn't she?
She did, yeah. So she's just 4 months old.
Oh, very cute. What is she?
She's a schnoodle, so she's a schnauzer poodle cross.
A schnauzer poodle cross. She's very, very cute. She's got a lovely polka dot scarf on as well. But the first prize came to somebody even tinier. Hello, what's your name?
Sophia.
Sophia. And what have you got here?
I have a Chihuahua cross Yorkie.
A Chihuahua, is that actually a thing? That's like
that was
meant to happen, was
Who
it?
Likes being first.
And she's got her first rosette in her mouth. Bless her. Look at her. She is absolutely tiny. If I she's about twice the size of my palm of my hand. She's amazing. Does she make a bit of noise at all?
She does. She's got a nice little bark on her.
Does she? But she's more interested in eating her rosette than Well, congratulations to both of you for winning. But a lovely pair of puppies in front of me. Thank you.
Here comes a waggy tail.
I'm Kerrigan, this is my dog Starlight.
Starlight, and you're holding a rosette.
Yeah, we've just won. Well, both of us have just won Waggiest Tail.
Yeah. So, you didn't have to wag anything, obviously.
Starlight, I didn't. But
Starlight did all the work.
She did all the wagging. And she's very good. I've been training her all year to do that.
Really? What's the secret then to get your dog wagging its tail?
Just keep calling her name, I think.
Yeah.
That seems to work a treat with her.
So, you must be pleased.
I'm very pleased.
Do you think she is going to get a treat tonight? Do you reckon?
Absolutely. She gets a treat every night.
Hello, Elodie. And you bought some beautiful dogs. A remarkable specimen here. What's his name?
His name is Kazan.
And can you tell the listeners what breed Kazan is?
Kazan is an Irish wolfhound.
I can just tell you, listeners, that he stands above my hips. I know I'm not very tall, but he is standing, you know, maybe what's the height of his?
His height in horse height-wise, he's 10'2". He weighs 85 kilos.
What category have you put him into?
He's been in Best Groomed, and I'll put him in Prettiest Eyes.
I want to take this one home. Can I take this one home?
Sorry, you can't take him. He's mine.
Freddie Dore.
Hello.
It's got to be the biggest turnout for the Dog Pride Festival. What do we call this?
This is the Pride Dog Show.
Pride Dog Show.
I keep
show.
Calling it the Dog Pride Show, but that's a different
thing
entirely.
I get it wrong. You must be really pleased.
Really pleased. It's a lovely day for it. I think we've got over 50 dogs here.
Wow.
And I can't count the number of owners.
I reckon there's about 200 or 300 people here at least.
It's wonderful.
It's
yeah.
amazing. Now, yeah, I was saying earlier, I've been rained on, I've been licked, I've had my equipment eaten over the past 4 years.
And then
years.
You came here.
And that, actually, I've just been bowled over by a Irish wolfhound.
Irish wolfhound.
Yes, had me on the floor. That's amazing. So, all in all, a great show.
Really good day, and it's just a great part of Pride Week. It's really just a fun thing we do for just families, for people who love their dogs who don't want to go out to clubbing or out in the evenings. It's just a really nice thing to do. Pride is for everyone, after all.
Exactly. There's such a diverse number of people here as well, isn't there?
Yes, definitely.
Celebrating diversity.
That's what we do. Equality and diversity. That's Pride.
Fantastic. Thanks, Freddie.
No worries.
Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
And who's it? Who's your friend here?
This is Murphy.
Murphy?
Yeah.
Murphy's a... He is, he?
He is a boy, yeah.
And what sort of dog is he? Looks like the Dulux dog.
He does look like the Dulux dog. He's an old English sheepdog crossed with a Newfoundland.
Oh, crossed with a Newfoundland. Yeah, yeah. He's quite chunky, isn't he?
He's very chunky,
is that a polite,
yeah.
Is that a polite way
yeah,
to describe
no,
a dog?
Yeah, no, that is, yeah.
And is Murphy... Oh, he's having a little snack at the moment. Well, I say little snack. He probably had my arm off, to be honest.
Yeah, probably.
But, what, are you entering him into the competition
yeah,
today?
Yeah,
not wag his tail, because I've just done that. What are you going for?
Maybe pup? The pup competition?
This thing is a puppy?
Yeah, yeah, he's 7 months.
It's huge. Yeah. He's up. Honestly, he's up to my thighs. This is a picture. Well, best of luck.
He's halfway through. He's probably going to be twice the size, fully grown.
He's going to be twice the size. Yeah. I've already seen another dog that looks like a horse, actually.
Yeah,
so I'm
going
to go and talk to them in a minute.
This one over here.
Right, yes, best of luck anyway.
Thank you. Smash Thanks very him. Much.
Big fluffy Murphy, come on up now. Well done, Murphy. Second place for you. That's just so much fur to look after, and you look gorgeous.
I'm Elaine Tell.
I've noticed you've been giving some sensuous massage throughout the afternoon.
Yes, is that human for humans?
No, for dogs.
Oh, Ivan!
No, you're looking a bit disappointed now.
No massage therapist.
I didn't know that was a thing. So tell us about how that works and everything.
Right, what I'm doing actually here today is what we call a superficial muscle check.
Yeah.
So dogs have got over 700 muscles in their body, so
wow.
350 pairs of body. Very similar to humans, other than we haven't got a tail. You don't have the scapula, so...
Are you subject to canine confidentiality? Are you allowed to... Have you found any dodgy dogs today?
No, I'm not too bad today. A couple of dogs that have got some hip issues.
All right.
And what kind of breeds would you say are more susceptible to things like...
German Shepherds, your Labradors.
Yeah.
Some of your brachiocephalic breeds, like your pugs and your bulldogs here today as well, also suffer with their respiratory system.
Yeah.
Right.
So if they have muscles that are tight over their ribs, for example, that can restrict the respiration.
And you can help them, can you?
Yes, we can all help with that. We are trained in 4 different types of massage, including Swedish, sports, deep tissue,
wow.
And myofascial release.
I think
release.
I've just found my vocation.
Well, a dog masseuse.
A dog masseuse.
It's based on the human method.
So where are you from? Who are you with?
I'm from Chip and Strawberry. I'm Comfort Zone Canine Massage.
Comfort Zone Canine Massage.
But I'm part of the Canine Massage Guild.
Lovely. And you're doing it all for free here today,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, all free muscular health checks today.
Fantastic.
And anybody can come along and ask for a free health check, it'd be at my clinic, or give me a call and we can arrange anything.
I'm being licked to death. Oh yes, but lovely. What's your dog's name?
Sky.
Sky. And have you entered Sky into any competition, any of the oh, thank you. I feel deaf now. Have you entered Sky into anything yet?
Yeah, into the best dreamers one just now.
Oh, right. Okay. So you're waiting for results?
Yeah.
Oh, fingers crossed.
And hopefully the prettiest bitch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is that another category, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that one was on. She's got a lovely coat, though.
Thank you.
And a very nice... Oh, she's a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it says it. I only know that because it says it on her scarf that she's wearing. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Anna, you've got a beautiful-looking dog here. Is it he or she?
It's a she. He.
You had to think about that for a minute, didn't you?
She's coming the
she part. Oh, hang on, we're getting a bit tangled up here. What sort of dog is she?
He is an Australian Shepherd.
He is not. We'll get this right.
We're going to get it right.
I'll try not to misgender your dog. But lovely, lovely coat. Looks like a leopard.
It does. He's called an Australian Shepherd. It's called a Blue Merle.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful dog. But sadly... Didn't win best groomed yet.
No, didn't.
Are we going in for anything else?
Well, we couldn't do the waggiest tail. That was a bit unfortunate.
Oh, she hasn't got a tail.
He hasn't got a tail.
All right, lots of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
We've got a little lineup going on now, and I think the judges are picking a favourite, Darren. So how's it going so far?
Really hard. It's quite a tough decision to work out which dog you want to take home. And I was just saying that what I might do is get a big bag and put them all in and run away. Maybe you can come and help us pick if we can't decide.
Oh, I'd love to. I know who I'd take home.
Hello. You're Molly's owner.
Yes,
what's
I
your
am.
Name?
Patsy.
Patsy. And you've just won Best Veteran, or rather
yes,
Body
right.
Has,
yes,
anyway.
Her, yes.
Are you pleased?
Very happy, yes.
And what is she?
She's a miniature poodle.
Yes.
And she's the mascot for the lesbian ball group.
Oh, fantastic. So how old is she? I mean, is it rude to ask her age?
10 years old.
I think the first place and second place in 10 are having a little snarl there, but they've been very well behaved, though.
Yeah, she's generally,
so congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Second place. I'm going to talk to the winner now. Hello.
Hello.
You are the winner. Or rather, not you. Mr. Ben.
Mr. Ben. I have to say, I was a veteran.
Were you the winner or came number two? I can't remember. Number two. I got that the wrong way around,
that's
didn't I?
Right.
I was very impressed. It's almost like dressage going up and down, up and down the grass patch there.
He'll do anything for food.
I did notice you had a nibble or two in your hand, so that's the secret, is it? And how old is Mr. Ben?
He's 7.5.
Oh.
So he's and, just a veteran.
And just like the real Mr. Ben, does he have several changes of clothes or no? Is there a story?
He's not mad keen on dress up. Oh, right. So today is we had an agreement today. He's all right.
So he's just in his
just a bandana.
Just a bandana. Yeah. Well, congratulations, second place. That's fantastic.
Woo! I think we'll find Kazan is the dog that we most want to take home. What a well deserved prize!
And thank you everyone for coming.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh. From the movie Los Dos Lados de la Cama.
I'm glad you said that.
Both sides of the bed. A good movie. Good love story.
Yeah, and that's one of your friends over in Spain.
Yes, it is. She's in Bina and Lucia.
Oh, nice. So. Sorry, Terry.
Is she what? Is she listening on FM? Online.
Gosh, if our FM can reach Spain.
They've upped the transmitter power a bit.
Yeah, slightly.
Now, Terry and Matthew are here, so let's get some news headlines.
Of course.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 6th of July.
July marks the 50th anniversary of the partial decriminalisation of male homosexuality in England and Wales. Perhaps a slightly odd choice of anniversary, as the reforms of 1967 were very limited and took place without much of an active gay movement. The story of those years is told in the book Quest for Justice by the late Anthony Gray, who had chaired the Homosexual Law Reform Society, a moderate forerunner of the radical gay liberation movement of the 70s. All this may be, but broadcasters in the UK have chosen the 50th anniversary as a much welcome opportunity to celebrate LGBT life, culture and history. Last week we reported on Channel 4 Television's 50 Shades of Gay season. Well, to add to that, a similar season has been launched on BBC television and radio. On Monday night, Rupert Everett took to the air on BBC One to review the state of gay and trans life in the UK today. Much more is promised during July, and we'll let you know what's coming up in future programmes.
The German Parliament voted at the end of last week to implement marriage equality, with 393 members of the Bundestag voting in favour of change and 226 against. Amongst them was Chancellor Angela Merkel, who is known for her traditionalist views on the subject. Gay Star News reported that all six of the country's Muslim members of Parliament also voted for equality, whether they were from the Green Social Democrats or Christian Democrats. However, Angela Merkel said that after the vote, "I hope that the vote today not only promotes respect between different opinions, but also brings more social cohesion and peace."
As reported last week, there have been several occasions recently when LGBTQ issues have been dragged into the internecine conflict between Israel and Palestine. The organisers of Chicago's Dyke March have remained steadfastly opposed to Israel's policy towards Palestinian lands, but their website comments thread has not been without vociferous criticism of their recent treatment of Jewish marches. Meanwhile, the debate came to Bristol this week with a series of fly posters round the city centre posted by what described itself as a bloc of queer anarchist activists. The Post has warned of pinkwashing, which is a term supporters of Palestine use to describe Israel's portrayal of its own record on gay and trans rights. The queer anarchist bloc would like to see a refusal by gay people to support events such as Tel Aviv Pride and a firmer stance against Israel's ambitions in the Middle East. In retaliation, pro-Israel groups have described the activists as naive and apologists for Palestinian terror cells. The issue has shown up sharp divides within the LGBTQ movement between its left wing and its centre ground, and is not likely to go away anytime soon.
Further signs of China's progressing attitude towards homosexuality and transgenderism has emerged after the Communist Youth League slammed the country's Netcasting Services Association for barring LGBT websites. According to Gay Star News, the Communist Youth League is an important component of the country's communist leadership. The league pointed out that homosexuality has not been considered a mental illness by the country since 2001, 9 years after the World Health Organization changed its official position on the pathology issue. China is likely to be a major player in 21st century politics, so the positions taken by the vast country are going to influence the globe.
Equality Wealth, a private company that deals in asset management for the international LGBT community, has prepared some new advice for the gay, bi and trans population on getting ready for retirement and planning now for a more fruitful old age. Their top tips are available to read at the news site of Gay Star News, and we have linked to it via our own website.
And finally, Phoebe Waller-Bridge has again told science fiction fans that she definitely will not be the next incarnation of Doctor Who. The popular gay-friendly series ended last Saturday night with more teasing of fans that the next incarnation could be a woman. It has already been established that Time Lords can change gender identity when they regenerate, and Michelle Gomez has been celebrated as the most diabolically villainous incarnation of the Master since Roger Delgado made the role his own in the early 1970s. In Saturday's show, the Master asks of the Doctor, "Is the future going to be an all-girl one?" To which the current incarnation of the Time Lord, Peter Capaldi, replies, "We can only hope so."
Indeed. For these new stories and more from the LGBT universe, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Oh, it's like being in a like a 70s roller disco.
Yes. Well, welcome to my Friday show. Sylvester.
Yeah,
gender fluidity from Cutie Pock. Though the term Cutie Pock wasn't around then. And you bet, they didn't know.
I didn't know what Cutie Pock meant until a couple of weeks ago. So you're going to have to explain for the audience, because there will be people listening going, what?
Queer, trans, people of colour.
Yeah.
Sylvester was just that. Yeah. And gender fluid.
Well, it's 1978.
Yeah, exactly.
The year I was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're as old as that?
Yeah, well, you were dancing at that point. What are you on about? So now, of course, it's been the Queer Film Festival this week. Loads of stuff. I haven't found out who won the short film.
Well, don't forget, Queer Film Festival goes all year, but they specifically do an awful lot in the week up to Pride Day itself.
Yeah, yeah. Although they do like weeks of things, don't they? And the biggest one, obviously, is this week. And I know a lot of our team have been going to and fro to them. And I know last night they had the short film award, didn't they? Which is part of the Iris Prize, which is first year they've been able to help take part in that, which is brilliant.
It is.
I really wanted to get to see it. I couldn't get along last night. I was really annoyed. I haven't seen who won. Did you?
No, I didn't. No. Oh. I guess Ivan. Well, Stephen and Jane will know. So we'll pull them onto a microphone on Saturday. Sorry. Well, we're on air live. We've got Ivan and Mitch at the comedy thing that's on tonight for Bristol Pride, and they've just sent a tweet saying it's very packed.
It doesn't surprise. It sells out every year, that one. It's brilliant.
Yeah, so we'll be bringing the audio for that on Saturday.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, but this is an article that Ivan sent us from when he was at the Queer Film Festival the other night. So have a listen to this.
Now, I've just attended a lecture as part of the Queer Vision series for Bristol Pride, and speaking was Jacob Engelberg, and he's been touring on behalf of the Queer Film Network around the UK. Or at least you're just starting to tour, isn't that right?
This is my first day.
For the first day. How did it go?
It went really nicely. I'm really happy to be in Bristol, and I love what Queer Vision are doing. And it just means so much to be invited to talk to people, and that people would actually turn up.
Oh, well, and it was an interesting subject, because you were discussing, or rather, I guess, talking about the way bisexuality is represented in the movie industry, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And I guess for me, it was one of the main things that shocked me was how underrepresented bisexual men and women are in film.
Yeah, it is shocking when we think about it, but I think one of the key points that I wanted to get across is that there's people not being represented, but there's also the question of how would we represent bisexuality, and I kind of feel that there's actually a bias more towards reading people as straight or gay, no matter what they do on screen.
Well, that's interesting, because you know, you referred to a dozen different movies during your talk, which was fascinating. Some of them were really well known, others I hadn't seen before or heard of before. Mm-hmm. I guess one of the most well-known movies is Brokeback Mountain, and you referred to that. And, of course, everybody thinks of Brokeback Mountain, if you're not bisexual, by the way, they think of it as the film about the gay cowboys, right? Don't they? But nobody actually seems to consider that these two men had fulfilling relationships with their wives, with women as mm-hmm. well. And they're referred to as gay cowboys.
Mm-hmm. And it's a film that when I've watched it, I always think when there are these very intimate scenes of them with their wives, and I can't help but think there's some kind of love there, there's some kind of passion there. And it's very interesting how that's completely subsumed into a story of a kind of closet and... a kind of closet story, basically.
Yeah, nobody sort of seems to consider them as being bisexual, do they?
No.
Even Ang Lee, the director, never really came out and said anything like that, did he?
No, and I don't think it's even necessarily about saying they're actually bisexual. It's about why can't we even entertain this idea? One of the quotations that I used talked about the penis being a contaminant that kind of like affects you forever, and like one touch of it and you're forever a certain kind of person. And I think it's interesting to look what's actually at play there when we say, oh, all women are a little bit bi, and but they're all kind of just straight up in their hearts, and oh, bi men are lying, they'll get over it and like come over to our side or whatever.
When I walked into the room before you started talking, I sort of had in my head an idea that portraying somebody who identifies as being bisexual in the movies, or basically in any of the visual media, is quite problematic, and it can only be done in two ways. It's by either that person making a declaration about their sexuality, or you see them visually having a relationship with somebody of two different gender identities on the screen. Is that problematic, do you think? Does that create stereotypes?
I think it's problematic only because it is limiting, only because it means that anything other than that kind of simultaneous having a relationship with people of more than one gender, if that can be the only way that you can represent bisexuality, then any other kind of setup will be considered straight or gay. And I think that the change that needs to happen isn't necessarily in terms of the representations themselves, but in the way in which we read cinema and we understand one moment to account for the entirety of someone's desires. And I think that the shift that perhaps needs to happen is a shift in reading, in perceiving film.
And there's these stereotypes on there that, you know, somebody who identifies as being bisexual can't make their mind up, or worse, that they're somehow depraved.
Yeah.
And those are common representations, aren't they?
Yeah, it's especially in cinema, it's often used as a tool, kind of often very symbolically, to communicate a duplicitous character being even more duplicitous because they're seducing people of more than one gender. So I think the idea of the depraved bisexual doesn't always need to be seen as a negative depiction. I think it can often tell us lots about what straight and gay spaces are founded on. They're often founded on things that are not in them.
What advice would you give to up-and-coming directors now? You know, they have an opportunity. We have a Queer Vision. There are submissions of various LGBT movies coming in. How should directors avoid stereotypes? It's a difficult question. That's my last question, though.
What I tend to think about stereotypes is that it's not interesting. It's boring to do something that has been done so many times.
And harmful.
It can be harmful. It can be harmful. I think I'm not someone who thinks that there are necessarily such thing as like good and bad stereotypes, because I think that that's so dependent on who you're talking to and who's viewing something. But it, as a filmmaker, don't you want to make something a little bit different? What I would love to see is just really boring bisexual characters who are working out how to pay the bills, who are like going through stuff that isn't so sexy, that isn't so extreme, that isn't so fueled by passion.
So take the sex out of bisexuality. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not sure.
Fantastic. Well, Jacob Engelman, thank you so much for A, giving us a fantastic insight into bisexuality on screen, and for talking to me today.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast. Shoutout podcast.
Come on, Laura, behave.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, it's a lovely song.
It was a lovely song. It was well composed. It was great.
You're not into a cappella, then, I take it.
No, I am.
The girl was dying over the other side of the studio. You don't like this?
No, I like a cappella when it's done
well. Oh, and obviously the Pupini sisters don't. Okay.
No, they do. They harsh. Do. I did. No, I love the swing aspect of it. It was really lovely. It's just because I love this. Where, like,
where's
original.
The butt?
I love the original. The original's so like
it is. Gloria Gaynor did it well.
There you go.
So the Pupini well. Sisters do all their songs in that kind of a style. That's
no,
what they do.
Lovely.
Is it the Pupinis or the Pupinis?
Oh, I've always called them the Pupini.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of course, Steffi interprets it different as the Pupinis.
As I usually do.
As you usually
some of that might just be your dirty mind. You know.
Are you trying to say?
You have
everyone
a dirty
knows
mind.
It already.
Okay.
Oh no, we've got
are you going to pick the songs one week, Lara? You keep complaining about our choices and you're not sending us songs.
I will, but I'm
although I'm not sure I can play that kind of hardcore dance on it.
No, it's not hardcore. Like, I'd give you something a lot more smooth.
You said I go out and I don't come home.
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty hardcore to keep you going like that,
it's
surely.
It's true, but like that's like particular nights. Like, I'm a multifaceted person. Like, I have like layers to me, like an onion, but smelling better.
In whose humble opinion, you smell him better?
Oh, well, thank you. I've had many a compliments.
Have you?
Well, not recently, but like I've many a compliment.
Do many people sniff you then?
I mean, I think you do just as you go by, don't you? But in this heat, like no one's really smelling that great, so.
No.
So no,
especially not in this studio, bless. It's really hot in here, isn't it?
Oh, it's not. It's quite cool in here. Like outside, it's like airless.
Yes.
Yeah, the green room is hot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Luckily, Pride won't be quite so hot.
No, it's going to be quite cool.
Because we're going to be underneath. We're going to be outside.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Last year it was really windy, if you remember. We had quite a lot of issues keeping the marquee down on the floor. Yeah.
Well, you put a lot of weights on each corner, didn't you?
Yeah, you'd be pleased to know I bought twice the weights this year. So it might help.
It's going to be mild tomorrow and no wind.
Yeah. No, well, it's not tomorrow.
Well, except
it's Saturday.
Saturday, yes.
Yeah, don't
of
tell
course.
That tomorrow.
No.
I thought last year was quite overcast, though.
Like, it was like, this year's going to be a bit like that.
And it cleared up, didn't it? No, but it's kind of good. I hate when it's too sunny and then, like, the sun's kind of bearing down on you. You feel you can't, like, get away from it.
Well, one of the first years we did it, Pride very kindly found a marquee for us, but it was dark green and it was super hot, and it was like being it was like being cheese on toast being grilled when you were under it. It was
completely fried.
And it was like all the black control knobs on all the mixer and everything were too hot to touch of the infrared coat. That was quite funny.
You have to have like a white reflective.
Yes. Yeah, our marquee is white.
Yeah, black absorbs heat, so
Ain't you lucky?
Not quite. Not when I'm roasting like this.
And on a totally different sideline, can we just say goodbye to Grot Bags?
Yes, she died, didn't she?
Yes. If you're too young,
childhood.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you must have seen her on TV.
Well, my childhood was the Wooden Tops.
And Andy Pandy.
The original Andy Pandy, yeah. Yeah, there was something going on
and
in that basket.
And there was a donkey as well, wasn't there?
Even I was a bit young for that one.
No, but
Carol Lee Scott has very sadly passed away at age 74. Those of you who are kind of my generation probably remember her as Grot Bags. It was kind of very much pantomime style green witch that was often seen with Rod Hull and Emu, if you remember, in the Pink Windmill, and she was the baddie and very good at it too. I used to boo at her when she came on TV when I was young.
Aww.
So, which is quite cool.
No, I have no recollection.
You have no idea who we were on about, do you? You didn't even recognise her when I showed you.
Not at all.
Was like 80s though.
I'm sure it was
when
great.
She was on TV.
My childhood telly was
black and white. Yeah, you would have seen green, wouldn't you?
No, it was black and white.
It was black
and
white.
two channels.
Oh wow!
Yes.
That sounds like my parents' generation.
I remember Channel 5 launching.
Yeah,
which you probably did.
I remember BBC Two launching in colour.
Oh well. Anyway, reminiscing.
That's it for this week. Please get to your Pride wristbands now.
Then join us live on Saturday from midday as we bring you coverage of this year's Bristol Pride
on air, BCFM 93.2, online at shoutitradio.lgbt.
Then we'll be back same time next week, probably with loads of recaps, won't we?
I'm sure we'll be covering
lots of stuff. But for myself, Lara, and Steph, say bye bye.
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 Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.